Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 14, 2024. Are we going to prolong life? Question. A person complains about his life to God. This is not good, and that is not good, and I have problems at work, trouble with the family, debts, and poor health. God manifests himself and says this is all understandable. But tell me one thing, are we going to prolong life? Should we prolong this life? Answer, I think if God is asking a person, then the person should answer sure, give me more. Question, so, it means that for all our complaints this is bad and that is bad, we still should continue? Answer, if we live, we have to live. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 18, 2023. How can you protect the heart? Question, how do you protect the heart from selfish pleasures? Answer, you have to start tracking what your heart feels. What exactly does it want? How does it seek to connect with the Creator? Is it the proper connection? Comment, the right intention fades and turns into for yourself. My response, there are no excuses, you should check for this. You have no other goal but to ask the Creator to open your soul, correct it, and fill it. That is what we need, three actions, to open, to correct, to fill. That is what you should ask the Creator for. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart. American universities promote freedom of anti-Semitism. Comment, these days, only an indifferent person avoids talking about American anti-Semitism, about what is happening at universities there, and so on. I would like to talk about it. My response. This was already happening 15 to 20 years ago when I was still visiting universities. Comment, I know the foundation was laid and money was invested there. Significant sums of Arab money were invested in order to promote it. It amazes me that the script was written then for many years to come. My response, they understood what they were doing. Question, they quietly invested money in universities and promoted this hatred. And now it has manifested itself very clearly. We know Congress called for a meeting with the presidents of three top universities, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They were asked the same question over and over. Their video went viral on the internet. They were asked, "Do calls for the genocide of Jews violate the code of conduct at your university?" It was the exact question. Do calls for the genocide of Jews violate your university's code of conduct? Yes or no? And they would not answer yes or no. They tried to avoid answering. Do you think they are afraid? Or is this anti-Semitism already deeply ingrained in them? Answer, I think they are not just afraid, although there is also something to be afraid of, even physically. Question. If they were defending the Jews, then they or their relatives would be threatened physically? Answer, yes, but there is nothing you can do about it anyway. This is the natural development of the world. Question, so do you think it is already a part of them? And nothing can change it? Answer, it will only change if the Jews change. So it is said in the Torah, so it is said everywhere, and so say the anti-Semites. Comment, we see heroes always find an indirect path. And you say we need to sort things out within ourselves. My response, why should we hate them? It all comes from above. Comment, well, they want us to disappear. My response, then disappear in a spiritual sense in your attitude toward the world, toward yourself, and others. Rise to the level of giving, bestowing, and loving. And you will see how the world will change. Question, is this your call to the Jews now? Answer, yes. Question, specifically to the Jews. Will it continue until there is a revolution within the Jews themselves? Answer, yes. Question, it seems we are now approaching this revolution after all. Answer, I hope our people will be able to realize it, come to their senses, and turn around. This is our task. Question, at the same time, all three presidents of the three universities stated the need to protect free speech. Here is the phrase they used to hide behind, freedom of speech. What do you personally understand by this phrase? Is there a place for it? Answer, we need to educate generations to the point where free speech in itself intentionally remains only in calls for rapprochement. Question, are these calls free speech? To be free to call for rapprochement? Answer, yes, and everything else will just disappear. Question, well, of course, for now it means something else, saying what you want, whatever comes into your head, and calling it free speech. You do not call this free speech? Answer, number question, what do you think it is? Saying whatever they think? Answer, considering the nature of man, this is just propaganda of hatred, mutual rejection, and calls for mutual destruction. Question, is that because we are in such a state today? Is this what comes out of us? What then is freedom of speech? Answer, free speech can only be called as such when it promotes mutual dependence and rapprochement. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 11, 2023. Demanding goodness is ignoble. He that has once done you a kindness will be more ready to do you another than he whom you yourself have obliged, Benjamin Franklin. Answer, that is good, it is true. Question, is that another way of saying, do not expect good from someone to whom you have done good? Answer, yes. Comment, but I secretly expect good things. My response, yes, as if you paid and now want it back. Question, yes, I did good to you, so you also did good to me. Is it wrong? Answer, it is not that it is wrong, it is ignoble. Question, so, it is in our nature, right? We have a sordid nature. Answer, certainly. Question, so if I do good to someone, does it turn out, according to Franklin, that it is contagious, and I can do it again and again and again? Answer, yes, it generally happens as a habit. And a person already develops a need to do good. Question, so, you can develop it like a muscle? Simply exercise it? Answer, yes. Question, do you advise a person to do this? Answer, of course, why not? Question, when you say good, what does it mean? To do good to another, what is good for him? Answer, I don't know what is good for him. What is good for him, that is what I should do. Question, but before I do it, do I need to find out what is good for him? Or am I deciding based on my perception? Answer, you still need to find out. You need to know the other person and put yourself in his shoes. And you need to do such a good thing, such a good action that would fit in precisely. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 28, 2023. The spiritual treasury. We have been lost in the terrible desert along with all of humanity, and now we have found a great, abundant treasure, namely the books of Kabbalah in the treasure, Baal-ha-Sulam, the last generation. Why does Baal-ha-Sulam call Kabbalistic books a treasury? The fact is that all Kabbalistic books describe the origin of man, our earth, and human society, where it should move, based on what laws it exists, and how it can change itself in nature and nature to suit itself. All this applies to Kabbalah, and even more so if we are talking about the last generation. After all, we are talking about a state we must reach in the future. The information contained in the book shows humanity how it should exist. In this way it can ensure its good development for many, many years until it reaches the highest stage of its development as the last generation. From CabTV's Era of the Last Generation, February 4, 2024. The Creator connects with the child through you. Question. One mother asked an old sage when it is best to start raising her daughter. How old is she? The teacher asked. 5, the woman replied. 5 years old? Hurry home, you're already 5 years late. At what age should you start raising a child? Answer. In general, the feeling should be the from the first day of birth, and even before that. This is mentioned in many places. It is not that I am so smart. So parents should understand that a child is like an adult. They just react a bit differently. Basically, you're talking to an adult, even an old person. Question. So, you're instilling wisdom in the child? Answer. Absolutely. Question. What do you invest in the word upbringing? Answer. Upbringing is primarily your personal example. Question. You said, from the first day of birth. What does the child see? What does the child feel? What example can there be? Answer. It is not about that. It is about how you react to the child. The Creator reacts to them. Question. So, the Creator reacts to the child through you? If I live with this thought, is it called upbringing? Answer. Yes. You are opening channels of communication between the child and the Creator. Question. Through me, the Creator connects with the child, and I should introduce the Creator to the child? Answer. Yes. You are introducing them to each other, so to speak. Question. When you said, upbringing even before birth, should this thought come to parents before birth? Answer. In general, yes. We have talked about this many times. Question. We've talked about it, but we have a million questions after that. It is not just interesting to people, it is vitally important to them. After such upbringing, as an example of warmth and kindness, how does the child go out into this cold world, after being brought up like this? Answer. If they perceived the world correctly, they won't have any problems. He will feel the world is multifaceted. So, at least, he, his parents, home, and others, he will properly link all of this together. Question. Does this mean that parents have managed to bring the Creator to the child? Answer. Yes. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 28, 2023. What does the science of Kabbalah teach? Comment. The science of Kabbalah aims at the development of feelings. There is a strong desire to feel everyone in the ten. We are working and uniting, but there is a lack of feelings for each other. My response, your egoism prevents you from being in clear connection with each other so that together, you can force the Creator to unite with all of you. Question. So, do we need to run away from egoism? Answer. Do not run away, but organize the correct connection between yourself and the Creator. That is what the science of Kabbalah teaches us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart. Difference between states. Question. How can I feel what state I am in? Katnut, small state, or Gadlut, big state? Answer. Check with your friends what you want when you are connected. Comment. We want to reveal the Creator together. Response. Then you need a big state, Gadlut. Question. Is Katnut a constant state in the ten? Answer. No, not Katnut, that is just a constant desire. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 24, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. There is a discernment of the next world, and there is a discernment of this world. Keep the image of the upper world before yourself. Question: how can your students, who have not felt the spiritual world, rise above material things and advance toward the goal without feeling the spiritual system? Answer: they must keep the image of the spiritual system before them, and try to envision that they are in it because they are actually in it, just not yet with feelings. But by imagining it for themselves, they need to try to act in such a way. Like a small child who tries to imitate an adult while sitting behind the wheel of a toy car, so must we imitate as if we are in this system and driving it forward. That is how we need to invest in the spiritual system. That is called practical exercises. Gradually, we will begin to feel where we are in it and where we are not. There are many articles and much advice from Kabbalists devoted to this topic. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Leitman's Negative Properties, January 5, 2012.